All right, so let's. So we're gonna do this. R'chaim, we're gonna try. I haven't worked this out yet, by the way. I've worked some of it, but I'm saying I'm applying through it myself. Try to work out this R'chaim on Tumas Aras, the only R'chaim on Tumas Aras. Okay.
Are we gonna get to Yedan Rabban at some point?
Yeah, hopefully. Okay. So again, I'm aware. I'm happy to hear you guys feel actually pretty comfortable with this. But let's get a little background. All right. So who's reading? Berman, you want to read? Oh, no, you like writing.
It's Ellie's Sugyu.
What? All right, it's true. You're right. Go ahead. Start reading from the Pesukim.
Okay, right. The Bear Hashem Moshev Elam Agmor. Kisevo El Eretz Knaan Asher Me'in Yosei Mochem La'afuza V'nasati Nega Taras V'reis Eretz Akiv Lachem.
Okay. So when we get to Eretz Yisrael, what does God say? God says that they're going to introduce this new idea. Right, so we already have established before, we have an idea of Taras on one's body, right? And let's assume we have an idea of Tsaras and Kalim. So there's another type of Tsaras, which is houses, okay? Uva shalo habayis.
Uva shalo habayis, v'idah koin loymor, kinega nira li habayis.
Okay.
V'idah koin yafinus habayis, v'terem yavah koin liros zanega, v'lo yitma kosher habayis, v'afken yavah koin liros
zanega. Okay, so notice, in that pasuk, what do you see? The koin comes along, what's he going to do? He's going to go ahead and investigate, right? But then it says, v'lo yitma kosher habayis. Right, you saw from the Gemara, what the Gemara teases out from that idea, right? Okay, and then you have Memvav, which is going to be, I'd say, the Iker, the whole sugya. Vehaba el habayis, kol yumei hiskir oso yitmat ar. Okay, so if you walk into the house, right, this is so important, when you walk in, when it is sealed, okay, so when you break like the that yellow police line, right, when you do that, right, you become tamei, okay? For how long? Until the night, okay? Okay, and then...
The next one.
What?
More importantly, the next one.
No, I think this is the more important one. Go on.
And
we also see what? That if a person does what? If he... Well, translated halakhically, meaning if he spends time...
Spends some amount of time.
Right, there you go. Or spending some time in the house with your clothes on will lead it to end up having to be washed, i.e. the tamei also. Okay? Okay. So, okay, that's the Torah. Okay. Rambam. So Tumas Saras Perak Dezayin Halach Aleph.
Bais Hamenuga Av Me'Aleph Tumas. So the bais of Hamenuga that's an Av. Kohen Ugei Avo Nitma. Kein Avanim Shechot Yimeno Ach Afar is Hezgir. O Avanim Va'itim Afar Shol Bais Kishim Notzin Oso Kohen Aleph Tumas.
Perfect. Okay, so what do we see? So we have this, there's a base menuga. I have the breakdown here. It's a little bit different. So, you know, the base menuga, what happens? It is 100% pure tumah. That's a key point. In other words, the house is, it is considered a tumah house, okay? And therefore, all the halachas of tumah would apply, i.e. if you touch it, etc. And then any kazayas of it is... It spreads tumah as well. So I'm trying to force the point that it's like a chiddush here. Because when the Torah comes along, when God comes along and creates this idea of base menuga, it's a chiddush, right? And in that chiddush, the laws, it would seem that the laws of normative tumah would apply. You understand? In other words, imagine like God has like the tumah box, right? And in it is the ikarim of tumah, right? So he's established. We know tumah's mace. That's been established already. So now God comes along and creates another idea of tumah by tumas bias, and then what he says is okay, but it would seem like at this point the normative halachas would apply. Okay, seems that way. Okay, so for instance, ketzad im nichnas ben kazayis bayis tar. Go on.
All
right. Meaning if I did what? If I took.
If you take a kazayis of that.
Of the base menuga,
yeah.
And burn into bayis tar, so then anything in that house becomes tameh. Okay, so it's amazing. So the house is like every part of the house. It's also very. It's an interesting idea because it's not that the house has like an. It's not the abstract idea of the house that's tameh. Literally, every physical part of the house is tameh. If I take a part, it's like a body. If I take a part of the house away and I bring it somewhere else, halachas don't apply. Okay, fine. That's enough. Okay, next halacha. Halacha ches.
Tower Shenichnas Lebeis Menuga Derech.
Sorry, Lachay. Sorry, Lachay. Yeah.
Yeah. Tower Shenichnas Lebeis Menuga Derech Chorav. A few Nichnas Kuo Chutz Mechotno Tahor Shemar Ba El Habais Derech Bia Tamla Torah.
Okay, so this is literally from the Gemara. Okay, I mean almost verbatim from the Brisa. So what's the halacha? Right, we're just here to get facts. Okay, that's our goal right now. Okay. So what's the, it's interesting halacha. Halacha is that if a guy who's taller walks into the base manuga backwards, okay, even if 99.9% of him is inside the house, okay, nonetheless, what do we say? He's taller. Why? Because the Torah asered derech bia. There's a way to go in. Okay, there's a way to go in. Okay. Does that make sense? I mean, it's weird. It's really strange, right? Because what I would argue is that normally speaking, if I'm dealing with normal tumah, who cares how you walk in? What do we care about? Oh, right. But what Ellie's about to say is okay. So we understand that. Let's say, or we want to cheat. You know this already, right? You guys all know this, right? If I walk in the normal way, right? So 51% of me is inside. What do we say? Rubo kukulo, right? So what I would think is, okay, so whether it's this way or this way, either way, I would say rubo kukulo. But that's the normal halachas of tumah.
Also, ohel meis.
Right, that's what I mean. There was,
right now, I'm saying base manuga. This dealing with physical tzaras. For a mason, an ohel would be the same thing, even backwards, right?
Right, exactly. In other words, there's something weird going on here. Because if this... excellent, by the way. I was just mentioning this morning. In other words, if this was like ohel... Oh, it doesn't matter how you go in, right? I don't care if you walk in this way or backwards on your hands. It's irrelevant.
Point to this later part of the Gemara. No,
I know that. I know. But I'm just saying, we're going to have to think about this. There's something odd. In other words, if you saw Rochaim, you know Rochaim is going to focus a lot about this business of Bia. We got to get even deeper, right? Because Rochaim is working on certain premises. We need to understand his premises. It's a strange idea. Or another way to look at it is we look at the Gemara, it's like a Havamina. I would think it doesn't matter how you go in. The Torah has to come along and create a Chiddush. But that chiddush creates this anomaly that if a guy walks in backwards, right?
Even if you go all the way,
that's the second part.
Yeah.
No, you mean if he's all the way in, then he's tummy.
All the way in, right? But the problem there is, he walked in backwards.
Yeah, no, but before you get to that, first you have to understand why to begin with. We got to be careful how we ask this question, but why there's even an idea of haba elabayis. What I should say is, one second, mimanoshach. If this is like ohel, right? I know, but I'm saying, right. But if you saw the Gemara, okay, we'll get to the Gemara. You should be asking that question. If you saw the Gemara, Rav Oshia was petrified of this chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's not sort of pashat then. Okay, good. You understand? Pash, you understand? You understand why it's so weird? In other words, what I should say is, if this is like an ohel, right? Like an enclosed area that has a dead body inside. It doesn't matter how you walk in. But now the Torah says here, right? It does matter how you walk in, which is very strange. So if I walk in backwards, even if 99.9% of me is inside the house, okay? But since 0.1% is out, I'm still tahor. Okay? Very bizarre. Very bizarre. Right, Berman? Okay. All right. Next.
Tahor shehichnis rosha v'rubo v'bayis tamei
nitma. By the way, here someone pointed out, he means base manuga here. He doesn't mean an ohal case. Okay? All right. So if someone, if Rov of you goes in, right? Tame.
Right. The Kane Talis Dora Sheikhnis Mimena Shalosh Shalosh would buy his Tame Nithmes.
Everyone know why Shalosh Shalosh? Right, because it's a beged.
Yeah.
There's a minimum shear of a beged is 3x3, which now is Makabal Tame. All right? So again, it's interesting. So when it comes to a human, right, how much of him has to be in?
Rov.
When it comes to what? Well, hold on. When it comes to let's say talis, right? Not rove, but what? Meaning the minimum shear what a beged would be, right. Not rove of the talis. All right. So you notice already that this is also important. There's a different avenue here. There's the tuma, the rules that apply to humans, and the rules that apply to kalim. Okay. What?
We're just like half your shear.
Go on. Oh, you didn't have a chenkli cheres.
Oh, yeah, the chenkli cheres shehichnis aviro lebeis tamei nitma.
Okay, so that's kli cheres and tuma has its own unique, thing. Okay, it's like it's another. We're not exploring that. It's another avenue completely. Why that's a case, but when it comes to other ones, val shar kelim. Okay, so now that makes more sense because when it comes to other kelim, right? So what's the halacha? I have to put rove the kli in. So that sounds like it's perfectly parallel to humans, right? So we have this unique case by talis, which Ruchaim brings up at the end. You have the talis case, right? Which is strange. And then you have what should be the standard, which is rove, Right? Okay. Okay. Good. And what happens now if I take my Yeti and I stick it into the base manuga, right? What happens immediately? It becomes tame. No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay? Right? So again, if I stick this in, tame. Okay. Good.
And there's no forwards for
clay. There's no what?
Forwards for clay.
What do you mean?
Like you can't, if you were to flip it upside down or something.
Oh, yeah. Roll,
oh, you mean there's no achor of? Okay,
yeah,
that's true.
Is that a practical okay thing or conceptually doesn't exist?
I don't know. But getting too fancy. You're getting too fancy. All right, keep going. The medvar morim. Meaning what? Meaning
you're not wearing it.
Yeah. So what? We'll use the case we're going to see. If I take a ring and I put it inside the house, what's the halacha? It becomes tamei immediately. But aval adam. Right. The chital daita chshem begadav zaman ashir chal sham. No, elitin shir l'shochev lochal.
Right.
Okay, so very interesting halacha, right? Another wrinkle, and it's such a bizarre system, right? Because again, you have this weird idea. When the guy enters, if I take the ring and I stick it into the house, right, it's treated like we'll call it a kli chalitz, a regular kli. And therefore, what's the halacha? Tameh. But you have this strange hatsala idea. If I walk into the house and I'm wearing clothes, so I have a grace period, right? Now, I don't understand. In other words, normally speaking, if I'm tameh, right, what should automatically happen to the clothes? They're tame. Period. Think of tame, to me, in my life, whenever I say tame, I always think of it as a virus. A virus is spread. What?
It's like electricity.
Electricity, right? Oh. It just spreads, right? That's how it works, right? So that's what should happen. When I wear the clothes, if I'm wearing the clothes and I walk in, what I should say is as follows. What I should say is, who cares? If I'm wearing it or if I'm holding it, either way, what should happen should become tame immediately. But because, for some reason, because I'm wearing it, right? And again, the Darshan from the Torah, there's this unique wrinkle where a period of time goes by before it becomes tame. Okay? Strange. Very, very strange. Right? Certainly not normal tuma. Right? Very abnormal. Okay. Good. What's next? Zion. Okay, that's it, right? So what do we see for that halacha? So again, Rambam's emphasizing that point, right? It's that it's only matzil only takes place if I'm wearing it. If I'm not wearing the kli, so then it's subject to what we'll call what normative halachas of tuma, right? I.e., once it's inside the house, it becomes tuma. Okay. Finally, the case Rechaim is going to take up. Misha,
only the base manuga upasha yadav chutzabais v'tabosa biyadav im shaha kedeachios ashir nitmu hatabaos afi shehem chutz.
Translate.
So if the guy's standing inside the house and he reaches his hand outside with his ring on his finger, so if he waits the shir, right, of the chios pras, then his ring becomes tamei, even though it's outside.
Okay. So what's the chiddush here? In other words, the guy is what? The guy is
tameh.
What means he's tameh? Yeah. Okay, so, and he has his ring on. All right. Now, what does he do? He sticks his hand out. Okay. Now he's definitely tameh. So it would seem like he's still tameh, and therefore, or it's very nice that the ring happens to be outside. Right. There's probably a hobby in here somewhere. It's nice the ring's outside, but what?
He's still becoming tameh.
Well, it's still subject to the same rules as if he was inside right. Inside with it. Okay.
Isn't that like a general din by tuma though? Like if someone's touching a dead body and he's holding like a
absolutely
sword,
100%.
Yeah.
Right. But again, keep in mind, again, we're defining it based on him. And since he's tame, right, even though his hand is outside, the hand is part of him.
Right.
The hand is tame, so to speak, right? And that means that the Shira Kaneachilas Pras clock would still apply. Okay? Good.
So he entered the house with the ring on?
It would seem that way, yes.
So it already entered the house.
Yes. But this shit.
This is just not considered leaving. Like, what if his hand was outside and like someone this. Put on his finger?
He doesn't want. Yeah.
The other case, right?
We can't have only the chutz. Pasha yadol with base manuga.
Because now I'm standing outside, right? So I'm tahar, right? Now I stick my hand inside. Okay, I stick my hand inside the house. So I'm not inside the house, but my hand is, and I'm wearing the ring. Okay?
Itmu yada bilvad miyad. V'im v'im nishto sham kireyachil sashir nitmu tabosa v'imlav tahar.
Okay, so the tumah of the yad is a derbanan. We don't care about that. We care about the raisas now. What's very interesting about this is what? So when I stick my hand in, so it's amazing. The same period of time of waiting applies. But 1 second, what's strange about that?
The gavra isn't like able to absorb it.
Good. Say it better.
The gavra can't matzil.
Right. Well, no. Meaning he's stronger. You're right. No. Right. Okay. In other words, we thought all along. Right. It seems like that the idea of hatzalah is that because I'm defined as in the house. Right. Through a bia. Right. So then I'm able to matzil my clothes. Right. I don't understand. How does matzil work here? Because the guy's not inside. So what exactly is generating the ability for the sheer kedei achilas pras to kick in?
So there's still time if he's outside. He's standing.
Yes. Okay. But Pash, you understand why that's bizarre? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you can't really. As you would say, because he's all the whole game with it. But it's like armor.
Oh, my game.
Yeah.
Right now, what's very funny is if you saw the Mishnah, right? What's the next thing we're going to do? The Mishnah. Rav Yehuda's position seems to make more sense, right? But the Mishnah, the quote the whole Mishnah, but the Mishnah, which we need to define, not yet, the Mishnah has the Chachamim attacking Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that it makes no sense that it should be Nitim Abiyad. Really, right. Achilas Pras should apply. But why? Right? You can't have it both ways. In other words, on the one end, the Gemara wants to say silk defined as being Malbush, right? Because he's wearing it, right? And therefore, they're going to apply Achilas Pras to it. But the problem is that he's not inside. So it's a very funny idea. What's generating this the Achilas Pras? Rav Yehuda's position makes a lot more sense. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Negayim Yud Gimel. Yud.
Haya omid bifnim pashat yadav l'chutz v'tavosa b'yadav im shak de Achilas Pras t'meos haya omid b'chutz pashat yadav l'fnim v'tavosa b'yadav Rav Yehuda matame miyad.
Right, so without defining anything, because I haven't even defined this yet, okay? Without defining anything, on the surface, you would say, Rav Yehuda is saying what? Rav Yehuda is saying that the only way I can apply matzil is if what?
Is if the person is tamei.
Right, meaning I'm tamei. You could say that way, or I'm in the bias. Yeah. I could say I'm in the bias, right? Therefore, I'm tamei. And now I can start dealing with matzil, right? But if I'm not in the house... So then I'm not, then in a sense, right, it's going to sound strange, I'm not wearing the ring, right?
I thought that had to do with, it's just have to just frame it in terms of being tahor. They say like the koach of a tamei is yafen.
Right, that's what Ram says, because like the yakum is not masi.
Right, meaning it wasn't in terms of being in the house or out of the house, he was just framing it in terms of someone who's tahor can't be masi.
Yeah, no, I understand, but I'm saying, but why should we tamei miyad? Why would it be tamei miyad?
Because it can't be masi. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point.
Say it again?
Right.
It's not, no, I understand. You're right. But then what does that do to the Kli then? In other words, if that's true... I'm just a step ahead of what you're saying. In other words, if you're trying to tell me what? If you're trying to tell me that matzah doesn't work, you're saying because he's taller, which is fine, right. Okay? And therefore, matzah doesn't work. So that means if matzah doesn't work, therefore, as far as we're concerned, what's the status of this Kli? What's it like?
It's like floating.
It's floating. It's like holding the ring in my hand, right? It's the same exact thing. You understand? That's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, keep going. Back to the Mishnah. So what's the logic in the Mishnah? The Chacham say that you review to what?
Meaning when you're tamei, you decline in your inside.
You get a grace period,
right? You still get a grace period. So then, all the more so, if you're tower, then it's going to get.
Certainly, she had a grace period. Really, it's not so simple. Okay, we're going to have to explain that. We got to explain. But I'm telling you, we can't define this machlokas until we go through the Rechaim.
Right.
All right? We can't. I tried. It was a mistake. I spent like an hour thinking about it. It was a big mistake. You have to, because it's not going to work. All right, so let's take a look now. So look at the Perash Mishnayos. right? Just emphasizing this point. Good. Okay. Okay. And again, so again, notice the idea again of this notion of the hatsala that takes place only if I'm in the house. Okay. Good. So far, so good. All right. Okay. Now let's take a look at this gemara, and then we'll start the ruchan. Okay. So what does the gemara say? I'm Rav Hoshea. What does that mean? It means like this. It means I had this chiddush I want to give over, but I'm petrified of what my fellow chachamim are going to say about it. That's literally what it means. But that's an important point. He's not. We will see. He's darshening out, but there's a chiddush here. Okay. So he says, what's the case?
Anichnas lebeis manuga derech acharav va'afiu kuo chut mechotma tavor tixiv va'ba'al abayis.
Stop. So what does that mean? Right? Okay, what does that mean? So what that means is that so he's a chiddush. What's his chiddush? His chiddush is if you're going backwards. Now my question is, what do you think about that before we go to the next point? Okay? I mean, he's presenting as a chiddush, which would imply what?
There's a havin.
And what would the havin be?
Not be
the same as
okay. The same thing. Right. Meaning, there should be no difference between bia and going backwards. But we got to be very careful. You need to be careful because when we approach this, we got to. In other words, he looks at the Torah and he's showing you that the Torah is saying like almost axiomatically the balabais, right? It's going to be very hard for you to show me necessarily why it had to be that way. You understand?
Yeah.
Rather, I just want to understand. I think it's more important to understand the differentiation that's taking place here. Okay, clearly the Torah is setting up a differentiation. It's saying the Havmina is, what would I have thought? Treat base manuga like an OL. It doesn't matter how I go in. It should make a difference. Kamash Milan. No, it turns out it does matter how you go in. Okay? But if now, okay, so that's one Havmina Maskana, right? But here's the thing, that's great. So now the Gemara says, okay, but if you're telling me, now let's get this clear. There's a way to go in, okay? A Maisa Bia, if you will, okay? So that's this way, right? I walk in through the door, right? So when I walk in through the door, that's how I become Tameh. But if I'm walking in backwards, right, the implication from Rav Hoshea is that what? Is that...
You haven't done any Bia.
Right, meaning even if I'm located inside the house, what should I say at this point? I'm not there. Right. No, I'm not. You know it's true, Ellie. You know.
You're
not
going to enter.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, luckily speaking,
we did with the
drop
down in the middle.
Right, so I'm there, but what? I'm not subject to Tumah.
You haven't entered, and it's entering
that's subject to Tumah. Right, so again, I'm inside the house, but I'm not subject to Tumah.
Right,
that's what you're saying. Okay, good. So that would seem to follow from the logic of walking in backwards. Again, if you're going to say walking in backwards does not make me Tumah, right? So then what do I care if it's 99% or fully? Right. If I didn't walk in, right. Yeah. So then I'm not subject to Tumah, right. So the Gemara is great. Read the Gemara. Umistafina mechavre. Which means his friends were like, "Whoa, you messed up here, Rav Hoshea." Because if that's true, Yachi kulanami.
Right. So Amarava kuo lo gar mikalem shabbayis. Tchsev lo yitma kol shabbayis.
What does that mean?
No, you're Tamei for a different reason, just because of the fact that you're in the house.
Careful, like, buddy. You see, he shouldn't have said that.
Okay, I take that back.
Which word? Which word did you have to take back? Different. Okay, don't say that yet. We don't know, right? I'm going to say you're wrong. But anyway, Ellie wants to say it's a different reason. Don't listen to exactly what he's saying, okay? But Ellie's saying, you have an interesting idea, okay? So let's take Kalem. So let's say the Kohen comes along and says, listen, I'm going to check out your house, okay? So before the Kohen can determine what's the status is of your bias, what should you do?
Everything.
What?
Take everything out.
Get your stuff out. But let's say he didn't. Right? So anything that's it. Now, one second. Was any of that stuff brought in, so to speak?
No.
No, it was?
Inside.
What's the word I'm looking for? Nimsa. That's the word. Nimsa. It's Nimsa, right? So if you're telling me by Kalim, let's make sure we all understand this. What's the Gemara saying?
Kalim don't require a Bia.
Oh, wait a second. So the low garar, you can't say people are worse off than Kalim, meaning by Kalim.
They just need to be Nimsa in the house to then become Tame. whereas a person needs a maisabiyah.
So therefore what? Look at Rashi, right? Well, he doesn't really add much. Shayubo mischilaso, right? What's the logic here? What's the logic?
Meaning you're in the house.
So just like, you never entered, but you're still there.
Right. Again, let's get this clear.
There's
in other words,
two ways to become tamei. There's tamei through bia.
No, I understand. In other words, but when the Gemara says it's not, what's the comparison to Kalim? It's saying it's not. This can't be worse than Kalim, because by Kalim, what? Kalim.
They haven't entered either. They're already there. They're tamei because they're there.
Oh, what's that? Right. Oh, what was I saying? So the presence of Kalim in my house makes them tamei, right? So and nothing. In other words, they weren't brought in or not brought in. They're just there, right? Here, where what? Here, what's taking place?
You're there.
Well, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, just like they became tamei by the fact.
One second,
that they're there.
No. Lo gara mikalin shebabayis. That's, you got to be careful. It's saying it can't be worse than that logically. You're saying it's equivalent. That's not what the Gemara is saying. It can't be worse.
Right.
Lo gara. Why is it lo gara? He's saying it's equivalent. He's just saying it's not.
No, I mean, it can't be that once you've entered even backwards, then you're nimsa in the house. So it's impossible that you will now be tahor. Once you're nimsa in the house. Meaning that's impossible. Because kalim that are nimsa in the house are tamei. Therefore, if a person's nimsa in the house, regardless of how we entered, it must be tamei.
Okay.
You're saying that was just a bad entry. So bad entering can't be worse than not entering.
There you go. Okay, good. That's how, without defining it, that's how I would see the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that, like, if you're telling me something didn't enter at all, right? So that it can't be my bad entering. I'm not defining it, but my bad entering is worse than that. How's that possible?
Right.
Because I, at least, in other words, the Kalim didn't enter at all. They were just there. But I did a whatever you want to call this, like some sort of bad. Well, but a bad entering, meaning halachically speaking, I'm not getting into whether it's not or puzzle. The point is that, but there was entering, but wrong, right? So that's the logara. That's what the Gemara means.
Right.
Okay, that's very important. So agree, we got that. It's not an equivalency.
9 or 10.
You understand? It's saying the kalim are nimsa, right? I walked in. Okay, I walked in the wrong way, right? So how can you... Okay, good. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Robbie, you got it?
I got it, but I will say, like, even if it's a bad entrance, you're also going to have the fact that you are inside the house.
This needs to be irrelevant.
Oh, yeah, what's that saying? Right, no, yes, of course. So let me just jump off that point. In other words, of course, what do we have to define here? The second Havi Maskana. So you would think that if I'm walking backwards, right? I'm walking backwards, so I should be Tahar. Kamash Malan, I'm not. Now, putting aside, I mean, we have to work it out through the lens of the Gemara, but that's a huge Chiddush, right? Because you can't have it both ways, right? Now, that's why when he said over there, maybe it's a different reason. So Eli's trying to push us to think that Nimsa, right, is like different than bia. That's what you're trying. You don't realize it, but that's what you're trying to say.
Well, no, I do. Yeah, because I thought it was just because of nimsa, but
maybe not.
I think you're right. It's just a bad bia.
Right. That's. I think it's going to be easier to approach this, in my opinion. This is us working together on this. Okay. I was discussing this morning with Rindy. I think it's easier to approach this through the lens of bia alone. I don't think it's easier to say there's something called bia and then there's something called nimsa, and like they're two separate things. I think it's just bia.
Right. Okay. I think that's the client talking about.
Okay, thus different. Okay, so far so good. This is a lot of fun. Okay. All right, start the Rochaim.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Robbie, did that address your point? Okay. Take it away. So we saw the Rambam. So Din Zemavur.
Din zemavur, but Mishnah Negayim, Perik Yigim Mishnah Yud, Haya Omid Bifnim, Pasha Yada Wachot, Tavosa Biyadav, Imsha Kadechil's Prast Main. Haya Omid Bachot, Pasha Yada Wafnim, Tavosa Biyadav, Rabbi Yehuda Matamim Yad, the Chamrum Omrim Acha Yisha Kadechil's Prast.
Now, what's very funny here is this is like, well, you guys didn't laugh when you read this. What's Rechayim, like Rechayim comes in, he ignores the Chachamim's question of Yehuda. He doesn't cite that. He just jumps in with his own issue, okay? Right. This is a classic example of what he's doing is he's pushing you down his road. He wants you to understand that he's got something bothering him. Don't think you can start taking other issues up. He wants you to focus on this issue. So he says, this doesn't make any sense. Elakasha, Mimanashach.
Mimanashach, Im Beresha, Dahaya Rubo Bethnim, Armina Deshadi Miuto Basa Ruba.
I think it's Deshadai Miuto Basa Ruba, right?
Okay.
Vavikulo Bethnim, right? So what we would say is if he's inside and sticking his hand out, So what we should say is Rubo Kakulo applies, and therefore what? And therefore, of course, what we should say is that
he's Tame.
No, we know he's Tame.
It's Tame. I mean.
Yeah, but also with Kedei Achilas Pras.
Yeah.
Right? But what's the problem? The problem is that Im Kein B'Seifa.
Okay.
Careful. So what is he saying? Different than what we were saying. What's he saying? What's he saying?
He's saying in the Risha we're going after Rove.
Okay, right, right. So automatically, the first thing he wants you to let us know is Rubo Kukulo is going to be a big part of this again. Okay? Okay. Now, how does it work? So if I'm inside, right, which we'll call I'm 85% inside, so to speak, and that's 15% of me is outside, what do we say?
You're inside.
Yeah, of course. No, that's this is the case where I went in normally. Okay? So I went in normally. I stick my hand out. So Rubo Kukulo, right? So as far as we're concerned, that ring is where?
Inside.
And therefore, Kedei Achilas Pras should work.
Right.
But what Rav Chaim's problem with the Chachamim is, it's amazing. So few people would ever have the courage to write in such a way. Like ignoring the Mishnah's question on Rav Yehuda. It's like the exact opposite. He's saying that the Chachamim make no sense because if I'm outside and I stick my hand in, so what should I say?
Well, it's not
Tame
at all because
the
whole
thing's
outside.
Oh, one second. So
both sides. Problem on both sides.
Well, I know he's going to explain it in a second. But think about that. It's brilliant. So he's saying if Rubo Kukulo is the factor here, if I'm outside, so who cares if the ring's inside? Right. I'm defined as being outside. So he doesn't even take up the possibility at this point of what? He's not going down Rav Yehuda's road and saying that it's. In other words, there's two directions he could have gone at this point. The Chachamim hold Kedei Achilas Pras. He could have said, "Oh, it should be like Rav Yehuda Miyad." He's not saying that. What he's saying is what it should be.
Rubo Kukulo,
and therefore
you're never, you know, Tame.
And therefore the ring is tahor. In other words, he's saying that's what the Chachamim should have said. The ring should be tahor.
Right.
You get that? It's an important point. He's saying why would if it goes by Rubo Kukulo? So if I'm inside. Right? Again, he's forcing us to accept the principle here. If I'm inside, right, and my hand's outside, as far as we're concerned logically, I'm inside, and therefore the ring's inside.
Right.
But if I'm outside and I stick my hand in, where am I located? I'm outside, and since I'm wearing the ring, where's the ring located? Outside as well. And in this Havamina world, what a beautiful Nafkamina. Think about the difference between, you have to agree with this, the difference between if the guy sticks his hand in wearing the ring, versus the guy sticks his hand in holding the ring.
Right.
What would the Chachamim say the guy sticks his hand in holding the ring?
Miyatame.
Miyatame, right? Miyatame. So this unique idea of being malbush the thing and getting this hatsala, he's saying we shouldn't even talk about that. The Chachamim should have said it's tahar.
Right.
But they don't. So he's coming from the opposite direction of the Mishnah.
Yeah,
fascinating.
That's only if you view it as the default as you're being.
Just keep reading. So Rav Chaim says, he says, Avishlam le Rav Yehuda. Now here's another, now he's slipping in a svara. This is actually a little itsy-bitsy svara here, but we have to define this. So he says what? He says,
Rav Yehuda makes sense. He says, Yimitame Yad, Yim Kain sphere away, the tomb asan hi rak mea kemam be'atma.
What does that mean?
That it's becoming Tame just as normal, just as Kalem, like the Kalem that names Belais.
Good. Meaning, if I'm wearing the ring and I stick it into the house, right? So as far as we're concerned, that's not Malbush. There's no Malbush to speak of. It's simply, like you were saying, like a levitating ring, okay? Just so it's no different than Anaklitif Nims on the bias, okay? But then what about the Risha? This is a little Shai Chala Risha, right? The Hassan, Tmei Machmas Adam. So Rav Yehuda is very nice. Rav Yehuda has two different systems, right? He says Matzil can only work right through Malbush. And Malbush only becomes a factor if I'm inside the house, right? But if I'm not inside the house, so I'm not wearing the ring, as far as Lach is concerned. I'm carrying the ring into the house, so to speak. But I'm not wearing it. Wearing it meaning subject to Matzil. That's Pashut. That seems a very easy way to learn. So Rav Chaim's giving us, it's not much he's giving us, but he's giving us this idea that there's Taurus Adam and Taurus, there's a Taurus, what's his last one? He says, there's Tuma Machmas Kli, Tumas Machmas Adam. Okay, that needs to be explained. Bavala Rabbanan.
Bavala Rabbanan, this video is to be safe and nami to main Machmas Adam. Im Kain Kashim Imanashach, Amai Beresha Aminash Shaddai Miyuta Basaru Obsefa Warman.
Right, it's inconsistent, meaning the Chachamim should apply the standard of Rubo Kukulo across the board. So therefore, the halacha should be that the ring is tahor, right? Okay. Okay, good. So far, so good? Mm-hmm. Okay, next. Venir Lomar.
Venir Lomar. Tehine b'shvul staf yud zayin av beis. Isa amar b'shoshia. Hanichnas l'beis menuga derech acharav. Vafil kulo chutz mechotmo tahor. Tchziv v'abal v'ayis derech b'yasu tahor.
Okay. So that's it, by the way. That's our Gemara, right? So the Gemara says, what? The Gemara says that it's a unidirectional idea. I have to walk in the normal way. If I walk, right? If I walk in backwards, right? I'm tahor. Not, if 99.9% of me is in, right? But I walked in backwards, I'm tahor. Now listen to this. Go. Okay, hypothesis. Okay, so his hypothesis is that we look at the Gemara. So the indication from the Gemara, we're going to read the paragraph. So don't attack him for this. Okay, he's got a suspicion. His suspicion is, huh? When I look at that Gemara and I say Nichlas Lebeis Menuga Derech Achorav, that's only talking about the guy.
Right.
Okay, so the guy, I would argue, is he's the one that we're questioning whether he's subject to Tuma or not.
Right.
But when it comes to the kalim that he's wearing, okay, what would you think?
That they should be tame.
They should be tame. So the guy's walking in backwards. So man, this is what you're picking up on, I thought, right? Okay. Guys,
sure.
Okay, guy's walking in backwards.
Right.
Fine. You want to tell me insofar as he's concerned, right?
Right.
We're going to play this game of he's not tame. But what I would say is, but when it comes to the kalim, right, his clothes, so let's use the Rubo Kakula idea, right? If most of his shirt's inside, what I could say, I forgot what you said, the Rambam. What I could say at that point is, it should be tame, right? So there's nothing indicating in the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be focused only on him, not the Kalim. Okay, now, but now he justifies it based on logic. Chada.
Chada, the derech achorav lo havia bia hu rak l'gabe adam. Aval l'gabe kalim haray wo ifbaswan klal, masha adam nechnas derech achorav.
What? So the first reason is that, I mean, it's like the audacity. The first reason is what, Ellie? What's the first reason?
He's saying, like, we only care about walking backwards in terms of people, but Kalim doesn't matter if you go backwards.
How does he know that?
Right.
Where does he get that from?
Well, in terms of when, if you're not wearing it, that's true. Meaning in terms of as soon as a Kli is inside a house, it could be Mekabel Tuma. Meaning, there's no such thing as bia for.
Derech, bia by.
Oh, right. One second. Right. So, right. Was it? Right. Oh, 1 second. Right. So good. So you're going to say that when that the idea of a maisa bia can only apply to a person.
Right.
Right. But kalim can't be maisa bia, so exactly. To speak. Okay.
If they're nimsa in a house, then they can be.
Yeah, but even if they can be, there's no tzuras maisa of fun of a horov.
Correct.
Right.
Which means there's no idea bia at all.
Right.
Or there's just a bia. It doesn't matter if it's backwards. Or
no, because no. The question is ruba kakula. Meaning, if you're going to say that. There's bia by a person that can create ruba kakulo only when he's going forward. If a kli can't have a concept of bia, as soon as a majority of a kli is inside the house, regardless of how it got there, it should become tummy.
Have a concept of bia.
Because what he says is that pashtus, that what do you call that? Of course, what applies to the adam is not going to apply to the kli. Okay, I don't know why that's not. I don't know why that's so pashtun. Okay, fine. The ode.
The haregam the adam gufe in nechnas kulo tummy after hahora.
So we saw at the end of the Gemara that while it's true that if I'm 99.9% in backwards, I'm tahor,
right.
But yet the Gemara concedes that it's impossible. We haven't defined that yet. It's impossible to say that if I go in completely 100% backwards, I'm not tahor. Of course I'm tahor. So if that's true, he says imkana kalim.
Imkana kalim shukvar hivyan kuan.
So what would you have to say by your clothing, let's say?
Right, if they had entered completely, then they're going
to
be Tomei.
So of course. So either way you go, what do you have to say here?
Tomei
Kalim. Okay, no matter what. Okay?
Is there
what's bothering him? Yet. So he says, okay, if that's true, so now he sets everything up. He sets everything up now. The Kasha?
Kasha or Rambam. She pasuk b'stama, perek tezai, neochos tumas tzara asham. The tower shenichnas lebeisam nuga derech achorav afil nichnas kulo chutz mechot motar v'nakad lavestama v'amai lo perish da kelim miatmeim.
Okay, so you could now stop. Now you could, of course, if you're like you could. That's like a tiki tak kasha, right? Like, come on. So the Rambam didn't actually mention kelim. I mean, you could read the Rambam to mean that maybe he means also what he called
right
yeah in other words why the fact that Rambam doesn't mention it isn't that strong of a point.
Right. Right.
But that's why he brings in Tosfos. Okay, he says Vishuv Raisi b'Tosfos Shvu Hashem.
Right. Adim Raskar Filo Shemim Vu Hashem Shdeben Nichnas Kul Derech Chorav Chutz Mechot Mo BeEmes Hakeim Tahor.
So he says it openly. Right. Tosfos says it openly.
Right.
So it's clever. It's a clever maneuver he's doing here. He's trying to say that it's clear what the fact that Tosfos says that the Kelim Atahor, right? Therefore, what?
The Rambam might agree, but can it be a machlokas? Like,
he's not going to learn that way.
Right.
If we weren't doing Ruchayim, maybe.
Right.
Right. But Ruchayim's not learning the machlokas. He's using, that's why he doesn't go to the Tosfos. He's using Tosfos to buttress his point and to say that ultimately, what would the Rambam maintain? That if I'm going Derech HaChorav, not only am I Tahor, my Kelim Atahor also, our Tahor also, Vakasha, right? Daharea Kelim, Hailaham Leos Tmein, right? But he just showed us beforehand that we shouldn't treat the Kelim as being malbushed. We should treat the Kelim as
regular Kelim.
Regular Kelim. And therefore they're in. And therefore should be they should be Tameh.
Right.
Okay? So how could the Ram hold the Tar? Keep going.
The
answer, it's a good answer, right? Baruch Chaim's about to tell you, there's something so tempting to say at this point. It's like, right. What do you mean? What do you mean? He says it right here. He says...
Well, that was because this is... I was saying this before.
It's something wrong. No,
this is what they were talking about in the Tosefta, though, with Koach HaTame and Koach HaTame.
Right, but Ein Lomar Dekeivan Go.
Ein Lomar Dekeivan to Tumas HaKeilim Ahavi Adei HaAdam Uahachi Keivan SheAdam Tahor Mimeila Gam HaKeilim Tahor.
So what would you think? You would think it's a dependent relationship, okay? If he's Tahor, Keilim HaTahor. And therefore, if he's Tame, the Keilim are Tame.
Right.
Okay? Zeno.
Zeno Dahari Lahed Yemavur Bahamishna Shavinu Dafilu Hichnis Rag Yadav Hakim.
Right, so you see, it's not true because I'm Tahor, but the Kli is Tame. Emphasizing that. It's Torah Raisa. Okay. Bafil Achi, Hakim Tameim. Good. So he's trying to rid you of what notion? This is very important. He's trying to get rid of a very important idea that you would think, that's very intuitive, which is?
The Malbush is dependent on the Adam.
A little better. I agree. There you go. In other words, because I'm Tameh, so now what happens to my Kalim?
They become
Tameh. Meaning I generate the Tumah, and because I generate the Tumah, that's what allows for the clothing to become Tameh. That's not what's happening here. Right? He wants you to junk that idea. All right? Because that would be the easy way to go. He's saying that's impossible. That can't work. Because if that were true, then if I'm standing outside and I stick my hand inside, what should I say about the ring? Right? It should be Tahor. Right?
Right.
That's a very important point. That's our first clue into what's going on here. He's trying to emphasize that it's not Tumas Kalim, certainly Tobos Mabush Kalim. It's not that I'm Tameh, and because I'm Tameh, I'm now generating a reality of Tumah in the clothing. It's just a separate institution. So now, as a Gavra walking in, There's like a dual, I'm not defining it, like a dual reality taking place. There's me, right, and my subject to Tumah, and then there's the fact that these clothing are being worn by me, and that's another idea of Tumah.
Right.
But they're still related to each other because I got to be in the house for them to become Tameh. But the key thing is, they're not Tameh because I'm not generating the Tumah in the Kalim. They're Tameh because of what? They're in the house.
Right.
You understand that? That's much different than normal Tumah. Whereas if I touch something and I'm Tameh, it becomes Tameh. That's not what's happening here. This says, okay, Nir Lomar.
Nir Lomar. Dihine Nir Dahach Dina Deshavis Bebayis Kedeshirach Yoah Hakeim Tameim. Well, Korchach Mukrachen Anu Lomar. The Lo Dehadin Have Dehabigadim Nitmu Al Yedeha Adam Kedin Tumas Begadim.
Okay, stop. So we don't, what we can't say what? Excuse me. We have to say delo adin that what?
It's not the din that begadim are becoming tameh through the adam, just like regular.
Right. So it's not the system of tumas begadim that normally takes place. Right. Rather,
ukemuvuar behamish neshavanu dehicha dehaya omid bechutz veichnis yado ofnim akeum tameim haru lehedya de after adam tar mikol makom akeum tameim.
Okay. Levadai.
Levadai da had tuyin bebias ha'adam who rak le'inyan hadin bia.
Confusing. So, okay, so what's he saying here? Is it not? I mean, the language. Like, okay, so again, it says, obviously, yeah, right. Right, obviously, let's just translate it. Obviously, da had tuyin bebias ha'adam who, right? So that which is dependent on the person walking in, right? Rak le'inyan hadin bia. It's only applied to the din of bia.
Right.
Very confusing what that means, okay? Now, he'll try to explain it. The Al Yaday. Okay, so the fact that the guy is inside the house for a period of time wearing this clothing, right? So it's considered like what?
That the kelim were brought into the entered into the Ohel Manuga.
Okay, so again, so by him waiting in the house for that period of time, that makes it as if the kelim, right, were what? Kibayin leha oa manuga. They're also being brought into this enclosed manuga space.
Right. I mean, they're not just nimsa, right?
They're not just nimsa. Right. They're not just nimsa. Right. Okay? Aval
tum asan be'emes havya machmas atma.
Right. So, but the tuma, but what generates a tuma is it, right? In other words, everyone agrees, it's not the system of Adam. Because everyone agrees, I brought the kelim in, right? I'm wearing them inside, right? And everyone agrees, me waiting there, right, is what allows for this whole business of shia, et cetera, to take place. But don't think that means it's coming from the guy. It's not. It comes from kelim,
right?
Okay.
Kivan dechashivi kibayim wa ohel hamanuga nitmu machmas abayis.
Because once they're considered as if they're brought in, right, into the base manuga, then they become tummy because of the house.
Right.
So again, what generates a tumma on the begadim, it's not man to clothe, it's house to clothes.
Right.
Okay? Okay. Well, if he's there.
If he's there, al yishapir had ben nichnas derech achorav, akelam tohorim, ubeichnas yadav akelam tmeim.
So of course it's obvious now, with this little bit over here, obviously it makes perfect sense to say why if I walk in backwards, my clothes are taller, like Tosus and the Rambam, and why if I stick my hand in, the ring is tame. Why? Dehine
hatosos b'shvuos hikshu do'afima demase kagamara deben nichnas kuol derech achorav tame mishum devolgara mikeom shvabayas.
Right, vimkein.
Vimkein, amai lo nema rubo kakuo. V'yu tame gam benichnas rubo derech achorav.
Okay, this is the pivotal point. Okay, if I'm walking backwards, right? If I walk in forwards, what do we say? So when 51% of Ginsburg gets in that house, rubo kakulo. I'm defined as being in the house,
right?
Perfect. So why don't we say the same thing by Derech HaChorav, right? In other words, because we know this is very tricky. This is going to be the hard, in my opinion, one of the hardest points to define, which I haven't even defined yet, which is when I'm walking in backwards, right? We know once I'm all the way in, what's the halacha? I'm Tameh.
Right.
So then it's very weird. Why wouldn't I say Rubo Kakulo applies?
Right.
Again, if I work backwards, if I work from the reality that I'm Tameh if I'm completely inside the house.
Right.
So 51% of me is inside walking backwards. I should be Tomei.
Right.
No, Kona Ruchayim. He does not like this.
Right.
So the same should apply. Everyone understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a Venira Lomar.
Venira Lomar, the lo shayaf Lomar, hath dina de ruba kukulo, rak hecha de nichnas kederach bia.
Okay, keep going. Dekol. Right. Okay. So this isn't, I mean, with all due respect, this isn't like the deepest idea, right? Obviously, there's much more going on here. Because what's he saying? He's saying very simple. He's saying like this. In other words, rubo kukulo can only apply to a halachic, so to speak, maisa bia. So when I'm walking in, so every step, think of it as a spectrum, okay? Every step I take, right, when I'm walking in normally, right, because I'm doing a maisa bia, right, it's now subject to the capability of becoming tameh, right? So now I can say every step I take, I'm getting closer and closer to the finish line of tumah. Therefore, rubo kakulo can kick in because rubo has to apply to an extant halachic phenomenon. But if I'm going in backwards, right, there's no maisa bia.
Right.
So where's rubo kakulo going to attach itself to? You understand? That's a simple hakira. There's got to be more here, right? There's got to be. That's a very basic hakira, what he's saying, right?
Right.
So there's something, there's obviously something much deeper that he's trying to get across here. Because it's not like, you know, that's not, okay. Never understand on the surface what he's saying. He's saying that rubo kakulo can only apply to that, so to speak, which has like a halachic tzura to it, right? Maisa bia. So when I'm walking in, so I can say every step that I take, that I'm getting closer and closer to being inside, each step is subject to the possibility of tumah emerging. But you can never say that by Derech HaCharav, because I'm not going in normally. Okay? Even though he agrees, when I go in backwards, right, if I go in all the way, I'm tameh. But every step I took to get in there was never subject to a Maisabia.
Can it attach to the clothes itself? They don't have
Forget the clothes for a second. Just talk about the guy, okay?
It's like halacha.
What?
It's like halacha. Like every time you get closer to the Mizbeach, it's a kiyam.
Right. Okay. I mean, that it can attach to. Except that Rubo Kugula doesn't apply by halacha.
Right, no, meaning you're doing like a Maisa halacha.
Yeah. Okay, but I understand. But again, Rubo of what? Rubo of my Maisa Bias. That's his move. Okay? Ode. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Vim Cain.
Hadat Sarkinan.
Labias Kuo. Humilvad and Mashalo Gara Mikaderech Bia.
Right, so the only reason why there's really intuitively what I would say, or conceptually, is that when I go in Derech HaChorav, I shouldn't be Tameh, except that the Gemara rejects that, because of the reason that Shelo Gara, it's not worse than the case of the Kelim. Od Hutar.
Od Hutar, Mishim de Kolzman de Lo Nichnas Kuo, Od Lo Havia, if you will be a mixer.
Right, you can't even say there's not even like a 1% of a Bia taking place when he walks in backwards, okay?
Right.
You can only, Rubo Kukulo is a quantitative measurement of me entering, right? So it's every step I take in, let's pretend there's 100 steps to get in completely. So every step I take registers. So Rov kicks in based on how many steps I took in. But I haven't taken any steps when I go in backwards. There's no steps to speak of. Okay? Now, of course, Shapir Aminan. Right. Right. But yours is no Bia to speak of at all when I'm walking backwards. Vim Cain. Right. Can't say that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, Lufizeh.
Lufizeh, Harim Mavura Hitiv, Hachilak Shabin Nichnas Der Chorav, Lavein Hachdina De Hichnas Yada.
Okay, so now the difference between me walking in backwards versus sticking in my hand makes a lot of sense. Why?
Der Chorav, the Kamalan, the Afil Mashin Nichnas Gamkin Lofashiva Bia Klau, Akin Shapir Tahoran Gamakalim, the Gamin De Exerskas of the Ocha Lavayas, the Alpinan Mine.
Okay, slow. So what's he saying?
Right, so the Kalim is going to become Tameh through the Bias Adam.
Okay, good.
But there was no Bias Adam speaker.
There was no Bias Adam, right. Kavan, Kavan, Digas, Gossip, Dava, Ocho, Bias, Havinah, Hakin, Shehiel, the Indian, Tumas, Begadim, Ha, Havi, the Bias Akim, Srikha, Leos, Dafka, Adi, Bias Adam. Right, so in order for us to have a Bias Kalim, right, that has to come about through Bias Adam,
right?
But im came acha me'echad me'achar deba Adam lo haya odim bia klal. So since, but if I walked in backwards, there's no bia to speak of.
Right.
Okay, mashiim hechnas yado. But when it comes to sticking my hand in, right, dehave derech bia. Interesting. So there is that is the way I'm going in.
Right.
It's like I'm starting to go in, so to speak. There's something there, even though I didn't do I'm moving in the right direction, right? V'chashav ha mixas kegvar ba. Right, and therefore I can start evaluating things. I have the ability to evaluate. Elo da adam tar mishum lo debat shichnas kula, but I'm still tar. Imkain shaper mila gabe kelim came into lo tzrichinan rak shde biyasan adi adam lo tumasam imkain shaper yesh ben din bia adi bia mixas adam mila nitmo machmas atzman. So that's why if I stick my hand in, right, the kli can still become tameh.
That's the kli that you're holding.
There's a relationship between the adam and the kli that he's wearing. There's some type of relationship, right? Good. This is helping me too, by the way. There's some type of relationship, right? But at the same time, they're separate institutions.
Right.
Okay? So they're related to each other, and we see that Rubo Kukulo, in order for Rubo Kukulo to kick in for the Kli, I have to be doing a proper Bia.
Right?
I have to be doing a proper Bia. So there is a dependency there. But what generates the Tumah and the Kli, right, is not me.
Right.
So you have this fascinating idea. That's why that case of me sticking my hand in is an incredibly difficult case to understand. Because I'm Tahar. There's no Rubo Kukulo of me, but the Kli is Rubo Kukulo. Right? That's amazing. We have to understand that.
You're
we have to understand
still,
that.
You're also still